The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. And we've been talking about parenting tonight. The discussion is not about spanking per se, although it has certainly touched on that topic, but also about verbal discipline. And turns out there's a study that's been done that Derek J. brought in a summary of from Huffington Post that says that verbally abusing kids, yelling at them, insulting them, talking down to them, these can be things that may damage a child as much as physical abuse or spanking. So would love to hear your thoughts. That has led to a larger topic about, well, okay, what's something you can do if these sorts of verbal or physical discipline methods are ineffective or dangerous to children in their in the long run, or even in the short term, then what is a solution? What is something that a parent can do that is acceptable, that is going to be as healthy of a measure of correction as possible? Because there obviously are certain things you don't want your kids to do. You don't want them to put themselves in danger. You don't want them to put others in danger. You know, you don't want the teeth to rot out of their head. So it's, you know, somehow you have to negotiate these things. Incentives. We talked about incentives. We talked about timeout as an option. And we've got Joe Liu on the line here, was telling us her story. Plus, we've got to get back to Mark's story that he was telling about the appointment he was running late for and what he was going to do in that case. But Joe Liu, you're back on. You've waited patiently through the news, and continue with your story.
Thank you. I was just reminded by my son, who does live with me, that it was three spoons I broke over him, not just one.
Because you were telling us you had five kids. You ended up having seven, what was it, adopted kids?
Seven stepchildren.
And you were telling us that in the beginning you used some physical discipline with them. Did you change your mind about that later?
I did, because it made me feel bad. It made me feel like I had hurt my child, and that is a hurt that a parent does not want to feel.
Mm. How many years did it take you to come to that conclusion? Which kid, I guess, was it?
Okay,
which number?
Probably about four.
Four kids or 4 years?
Four kids.
Okay. Four kids in. Did you feel like it wasn't making an impact? I mean, because, you know, using the violence, it wasn't getting the results that that you were looking for?
Right, because he still wouldn't do the dishes.
Mm.
Three spoons later.
Yeah, there you go.
Three spoons later.
Joe Liu, anything else you want to share about your experience tonight?
Yeah, I found out that negotiating with very young children doesn't work very well. They don't understand well enough to be able to communicate with that kind of a situation.
That makes sense. I mean, their vocabulary isn't there. Their methods of thinking certainly aren't the same. Although, what do you do instead? I mean, if you can't negotiate below the age of two or whatever it is, three, what can you do?
You know, that's where the spanking comes in. They say if you're not mad, you can give them three swats. But if you give them more than three swats, it's because you're angry and you're
who says that?
Because of you. Well, I've heard it several places. I'm sure I've read it in a book too.
Sounds like an old maid story to me. I mean,
it's a list of instructions, which I think that is something that needs to be considered here. We had a 2-year-old. I mean, you know, I have a 6-year-old, so clearly I had a 2-year-old at some point, and you know, somehow or another, we managed to make it through that without using spanking as a system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a lot of cases with 2-year-olds, you're just kind of trying to redirect, and you know, you can pick them up. They aren't that it's not that difficult. Every once in a while, though, they're dead set on doing something, and like for instance, you got to get in the car. you know, you put them in the seat, you strap them in.
Right.
Joe Lou, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's get Aaron on the line in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Aaron.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was just thinking about the definition that you gave of discipline, and I'm kind of surprised that you don't like that definition because it doesn't talk at all about abuse. And I think that when we're talking about discipline and abuse, a lot of times they get confused. I agree very strongly with people that say that we should discipline. I've got three boys of my own, 5, 3, and 10.5 months. And I want to live with them and enjoy their company. I don't want them to, you know, I don't want to be trying to negotiate with them as we live in the same house and the same space and they're using my stuff. And, you know, I don't want to be a negotiator until they get old enough to get out of my house. I want to be able to live with them and enjoy their presence.
I'm not sure why negotiation would preclude enjoyment.
Well, I think this is a great point that I haven't yet been able to bring up. Now, where does the child get to negotiate from? What do they have to bring to the table?
They don't have that much.
They have little to bring to the table. They were born with nothing. They came out, they weighed 8 pounds, and that's all they had.
They have their actions.
They have their actions.
You need to be quiet.
They can take ownership of that. I'm curious, since you're such a fan of discipline, what does discipline look like for your 10-month-old?
Well, there's a lot of just really basically telling them no. And one of the things that, I mean, you cannot back no up if you don't have anything that follows that.
Like what?
And like either a flick to the mouth or a spank on the bottom. Like you were saying, you can't negotiate with someone that young.
Does it trouble you that that's illegal in most of Europe, hitting a 10-month-old in the mouth as an adult?
I didn't realize that, no.
Where is this in Europe? I mean, is it European Union? I've heard this.
I'll get some countries on a list for you.
I've heard it. But I know that there was a Texas judge actually that threatened to take a child away from a woman for spanking too. So, I mean, to some extent, this encroachment on parents and discipline is moving here.
How do you think, Aaron, that people are able to raise their children, as Mark said, at very young ages, by not using physical violence to discipline them, to use other methods? I mean, do you think it's possible that you could steer away from violence and come up with some other options?
Well, I don't use violence.
Well, you just said you'd flick a child in the... Hold on. You just said you'd flick a child in the mouth and or spank them. You don't think hitting is considered violence?
No. There are cases, I mean, there's a lot of cases, too many cases, where it is used in violence. But I am definitely not disciplining or training my children with violence.
Now, how is it that you can disconnect spanking from violence? You are striking someone without their permission. That is, by definition, an act of violence to me.
Technically. I suppose if you look
if
at
I came up
way,
and I spanked you, Aaron, if I walked up to you and said, Aaron, you've been a bad boy, and I gave you a good spanking on the behind, would that be an assault?
Not if you had the proper authority over me. Definitely.
Whoa,
not.
Wait a minute. So as long as...
You would have all the authority if you had that kind of authority over me, then it would be your responsibility to give me that.
Wow, that sounds really, I mean, that sounds twisted to me.
Well, there are some backwoods countries in Europe that would disagree with you, like Denmark and Norway and Sweden and Finland, Poland, Brazil. I mean, Brazil's not in Europe, but all of these countries have full abolitions on corporal punishment in the home.
Right, and that's fine. And if that were to come here, I would have to abide by that. And find different methods to be able to train my children.
Well, see, I don't think that's the way you solve problems. I don't think that making this illegal is the right option. I think that we need to persuade parents to do things differently, and I don't think that the law is, and I don't think Derek's suggesting this, but I don't think the law is the right way to handle this. It's personally none of my business how somebody wants to raise their kids, but if I'm forced to come across someone abusing their kids, I don't think there's anything wrong with saying something about it, speaking up, and letting it known how you feel. Thanks, Aaron. More coming up.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and there's plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts to get on the air and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. We are discussing discipline versus negotiation, nonviolent parenting, That are, those are some of the topics we've been all over tonight. Though you can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's a Bitcoin conference.
Yep, the North American Bitcoin Conference coming up July the 19th and 20th. Man, it's just around the corner, about 5 days from now. It's going to be at Chicago's McCormick Place South Building, and you can see all kinds of Bitcoin speakers there. Free Talk Live will not be in attendance at this event. We intended to go, but there was some miscommunication with the organizer, and things didn't work out the way that we had thought. So, but it's going to be a great event nonetheless. I have no doubt. You can get your tickets at btcchicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin if you want. It's btcchicago.com.
All right, we're going to go actually all the way to Siberia for our next caller. Justice is on the line, and you are on via Skype. Hello, Justice.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right, I just wanted to talk a little bit, bring up the issue that I've never heard anyone really touch on, and maybe I missed it because I haven't been listening to the whole show tonight, but in the peaceful parenting community, where do you draw the line between force and violence? Because, for instance, just to give an example, Mark talks about being the only one in the room there who has experience with child rearing, and I have two children, a four-year-old and a two-year-old myself. So, basically, you know, Mark has brought up several times, you've got to go somewhere, you're late for an appointment, you got to get the kid in the car, the kid's throwing a fit. You pick the kid physically up, put them in the car. If you were to do that to an adult, and you know, that's violence. That's yep. called, you know, basically kidnapping. So where do you draw the line? I mean, is it because you know, swat a kid on the rear? Oh, that's suddenly violence, and that's somehow more violence than picking up a kid and putting him in the car? I have a peaceful parenting friend of mine who has a three-year-old son. We were out walking around with this kid, and it was the whole day long, it was, you know, come over here, get over here. Just constant verbal nagging and running after the kid, picking the kid up, bringing the kid back to the car. I just tell my girls, you know, hey girls, get out of the road. Hey girls, come over here. And because I do use spanking, in moderation with love, they obey. They do what I say. They do it the first time. And there's rarely confrontation.
Hey, so to answer your question, Justice, to me, when force is used in a way that a child would have wanted, like if they were older or were in your position, like if you're saving them from going into the road, that is justifiable. But when force is used to punish a child, to make him obey you, that's violence.
But see, this is the problem that I have with this position. And now, Derek, I mean, I get where your position is. I've heard it 100 times. But the fact is, Justice, were you spanked?
Oh, yes.
Do you now, standing as an adult, say that your parents were justified in spanking you?
Absolutely.
There you go, Derek.
See,
now,
that's a problem for me.
There you go.
Yeah,
Justice doesn't get an opinion because he doesn't agree with Derek. No, well, you're not allowed to believe spanking is okay.
Yeah, no, that is a problem. You're right, Mark. I mean, I can't agree with you,
but
Justice.
Derek,
when you said
no,
you spanked
Derek,
them with
there's
love.
No philosophical, there's no philosophical way for you to draw a line between manhandling a child,
yep.
As much as you need to manipulate them physically into doing what you want them to do in any particular time, and giving them a swat on the rear.
Well,
the
I don't do
the
either.
The only difference, well, I understand because you don't have kids, and that's the deal. You know, 70 to 80% of people who don't have kids say that spanking is wrong, whereas like 90% of people.
How do you
that do
spank
have kids,
with love, Justice? How do you spank with love?
How do I spank with
you
love?
You said that. That's your words.
I say yeah, absolutely. I love them in general. All of my actions that I do towards them I attempt that they are in love.
Mm.
And so when there is a disciplinary issue, I'm not angry.
Hey, I think that I don't know if it's your Siberian connection. I'm going to put you on hold for just a quick moment. I was kind of breaking up a little bit there, but I don't think that excuse would really fly in a domestic violence situation. Oh, no, officer, I was only hitting her with love. I only wanted to teach her a lesson. Or, officer, I was only hitting my boyfriend because I love him. I mean, don't you do that with your loved ones? I mean, sorry, I think there's a huge disconnect there if you're using spanking and trying to tell yourself that it's somehow a loving act.
Well, you know, there's some differences between these relationships. If I don't like my wife anymore, I can leave. If my wife is participating in behavior that I find unacceptable, I can leave. Mm-hmm. I can't kick my child out.
You can put it up for adoption, I think.
No, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Ignorance is showing again. You cannot put your child up for adoption.
I'm pretty sure you can. No, can't you like go drop him off at drop-off?
No, you're going to hurt Ian's feelings with all that yelling, Mark. Cool it.
I've seen these drop-off centers where you can just drop a kid off.
When you're talking about a very, very young baby, maybe you can sort of anonymously drop off at fire stations and things like that in certain states.
But not a 3-year old.
However,
huh?
No, there was a loophole in Kansas law, I believe, a few years back, where parents could actually sort of just get rid of their kids if they want. And parents started getting rid of their kids.
Oh, yeah.
And so they closed the loophole because they can't have that.
No.
They can't have parents being able to get rid. So if you want to talk about a biological prisoner, there ain't nobody who's more biologically imprisoned than a parent.
So, Justice, are you with us still?
Yes.
Okay, you're sounding better now. Now, tell me, since we're talking about drawing lines and you're talking about spanking with love, at what point does physical violence escalate to not being loving? So with the flick in the mouth that the guy was calling about earlier, and I don't know what he means by flick, maybe a slight tap, maybe an actual flick, I'm not sure. But would a hit, you know, light hit to the mouth, could that be done in love?
I don't think so, because I think that it's hard to say in any situation, but for me personally, there needs to be a process. So I don't do anything out of spontaneity. You don't just go and hit your kid. You say,
you think about
this.
It first.
You say, do this or else, you know? And if you don't obey, then we can go and get the rod and have a talk.
The rod? Whoa.
So wait,
you're not just talking. Whoa.
Tell me about the rod.
Hold on. You're not just talking about a hand to the buttocks. You're talking about a rod. You're talking about a whipping here.
Not a whipping, a spoon or a dowel or something to that effect. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that definitely takes it to the. I mean, even if you could argue that spanking a child on the butt with your hand isn't abuse, I think it's definitely more, you know, to the next level to use an implement.
One of the things
more effectively hit them.
Yeah. You never use your hand to hit your child.
Why not?
Your hand should always be an instrument of affection.
Oh, I see. So as long as there's a weapon in your hand, then it's okay.
I have heard this before. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'm curious what you think you're going to do, sorry, go on.
One thing here, Derek J, or not Derek J, sorry about that. Yeah, it's Derek J, right?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, Derek J and Ian are in the anti-spanking corner here pretty firmly.
Yeah, yeah, I'm aware of that.
So go ahead.
Here's the deal, though. One thing that I did want to ask you, too, the anti-spanking crowd, is why is it that when spanking comes up, you automatically go to appealing to authority, like the European Union and the cops and everything? Every other situation, you're like, oh, keep those guys out of the
Well, I didn't do that, but we'll let Derek J. Answer your question here in a moment. Hang on, Justice. We'll bring you back, who believes that spanking or beating your child with a rod is somehow a loving act. 855-450-FREE. I guess that's what happens when you get spanked. You believe that you get warped. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control toll free. Bring up anything you want. Right here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You get to control the content on the site. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's all free. freetalklive.com.
You can get some a pound of delicious coffee. It's available to you right now. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com, sign up for the subscription there, and you will get a pound to try out of BuzzBox coffee. It's shade grown, which means that if you've got the acid reflux thing, or you know, like the stomach acid and just coming up and like eating a hole in your esophagus or giving you a esophageal cancer or whatever, and you just can't give up coffee, try shade-grown coffee because it has your stomach tends to have a lot less of a reaction to shade-grown coffee. It's also better for songbirds, too, because it leaves the cover crop. It's the way coffee was meant to be, not the Robusto beans that have become so much more popular in store-brand coffees. It's also 100% organic, which is, you know, kind of important in countries where there's no regulation on DDT and other pesticides and leaded gasoline and things like that. It's top 1% grade Arabica. No arguing with that. That's the best of the best coffee. And BuzzBox makes it easy for you to try out their coffee. Just get a pound of it by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. When you do stick with that subscription there that you sign up for at coffee.freetalklive.com, you help people around the world because Free Talk Live is able to give another microloan, a microloan for every 10 people who sign up at coffee.freetalklive.com to get the coffee they normally drink at a price that's really quite competitive. I mean, for high-end coffee, BuzzBox coffee, not really terribly expensive. You'd think that the cost of supporting these microloans would be prohibitive. Nothing like that. It's competitively priced. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
We're back with Justice. He's calling us all the way from Siberia. What time is it in Siberia where you are right now? Siberia is a large place, so I imagine there's more than one time zone there.
Yeah, I'm in central Siberia. We're about 12 hours from Keene, so it's like 9:20 or something.
So we're in the mornings. Waking up with Derek and Mark.
That's right. That's right. You're a morning show over here.
Yeah, so you're trying to hold Derek's feet to the flames here. We've been talking about discipline versus negotiation when it comes to kids, raising them without violence. You are somebody who does use some violence with your kids. You do spank.
I don't use violence. I use force.
Well, that's a convenient thing to say when you want to not believe you're using violence. But I define spanking as violence.
I ask you to define the line between force and violence, and you can't do it. So
what?
It's not convenient. I'm asking for a philosophical definition of the difference between violence and force, and I haven't heard it yet.
He asked you, Ian, to define the difference between picking up a child and moving them, or let's say applying a diaper to a child that does not want their diaper changed, or a variety of things that one has to do.
I can define the difference between those things. I thought he was asking Derek that earlier. It was a conversation they were having. My answer to that question would be the difference is when you pick up a child to stop them from getting hit by a car, you're attempting to stop damage from occurring. When you are hitting a child, when you're spanking them, and I consider spanking to be hitting, you are lashing out in frequently anger, frustration, or whatever. You're not doing anything to try to save the child from anything. You're just punishing them.
Well, what about when I have, when Jack was smaller and I had to get to an appointment, by the way, taking a 6-year-old and trying to shove him into a car seat doesn't work nearly as well as taking a 2-year-old. But when I had to go someplace, putting a 2-year-old into a car seat, that's kidnapping, isn't it? Like if I tried to do that to you, if I took you into a vehicle and tied you up into and immobilized you and took you someplace, that would be kidnapping, right? So, I mean, we're talking about a felony when I do it to you. We're talking about normal parenting procedure done every day in America.
If you leave the child at home, then we're talking about a felony in
indeed,
that particular
another
case.
Another one, right? So you've got this situation where I can't leave a 2-year-old at home. I've got to go someplace.
No, it's not considered kidnapping when you take your
own
child.
Is it violence, though? That's what I'm asking. You're dodging the
not
question.
Not in the same way as hitting a child at all, in my opinion.
Why? Why? In your opinion, but give me a consistent definition. That's the thing. And maybe while you're thinking of that, Derek can talk to me about the issue of appeal to authority that you guys always do whenever the spanking issue comes up.
Sure. Well, in 38 states, children are protected from by law from all corporal punishment.
38 states or countries?
I'm using the word states to describe countries. Yeah, Germany, Spain, New Zealand, the Netherlands, Greece, Sweden, Norway, and Israel are among them. And while that is perhaps an appeal to authority, I can see what you're saying there, Justice, and that did give me pause. It occurs to me that many millions of these populations have been convinced that it is the right thing to do to protect children from being struck by adults, and that they've been so convinced they convince their legislators create law about it. Now, that's not a perfect solution. That's not the solution that I would want, but it is reality. And if you're saying that you are striking your child with a hand and not an implement.
No, an implement.
With an implement. Excuse me. If you're striking your child with an implement and not a hand, and that you've learned that from somewhere, then you're just as guilty as I am to using the appeal to authority fallacy.
Yeah, and to go back to the answer that you were looking for with forcing a child into a car seat or taking them somewhere against their will, it's, again, to me, one thing to do something against the will of a child, like put them in a car seat or take them somewhere. It's another thing to strike them physically.
Not an answer.
And what do you mean that's not an answer? One of them's hitting, the other one's
not. An answer.
Huh?
One of them is using force, the other one's using force.
Yeah, one of them's you're hitting a child. The other one is you're moving them in the direction you want them to go.
What if you decide to pinch a child instead of hitting them? Are you allowed to do that? Yeah, can you pinch instead?
No.
What about I take an ice cold bucket of water and dump it over their heads every time they do so? I'm just asking you. Look, I mean, if I could pick a child up and bind them against their will.
Don't do that.
What do you call a car seat?
Oh, right. I don't know. All right,
yeah,
Justice.
And speaking of which, Derek J., one last thing. I mean, I'll call bovine scatology on your 38 states because I mean, many millions of people have decided that, you know, forced health care is a good thing, that centralized health care is a good thing. Many millions of people have decided that having big armies that go around and blow the crap up.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that think that hitting their kids is a good thing. Thank you for the call, Justice. I appreciate it. It's certainly true that a majority opinion doesn't make something right. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And it may be true that in the United States that Derek Jay and myself are in the minority with our opinions about violence. If that's true, I think it's sad. I think it's a real I think it speaks to the idea that, you know, people in this country have been physically disciplined in very dangerous ways, and that physical violence reconstructs itself generation after generation, and it leads to people like Justice, who they were beaten as children. So, of course, they think it's completely appropriate to beat their children. Yeah. Now, they put other words and euphemisms on top of it, like, oh, well, it's spanking. So
it's a flick.
It's not beating. It's not violence, and I'm sorry, you're just telling yourself a story to excuse violence. That's,
you know,
all that's happening.
I think that you're just using the your microphone here as a bully pulpit. Like, you get rid of him, then you reset the situation where calling it violence rather than look. The fact is, you've already talked about timeouts and said you're for timeouts. How do you enforce a timeout? Now, this is kind of like the state, right? All it is a fine. Well, what if the child refuses to go into timeout?
Right.
Then you pick them up, you put them back into timeout. You're using force again.
Yeah, that's why you don't do timeouts at all.
Right. And you have, you are going to be shortly held by little minions with knives and torches that are going to set you on fire, because the fact is, you have nothing in the area of parental discipline.
Right. Exactly. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yes.
Nothing.
Negotiation. I will teach them negotiation and love.
Lots set of you affection. On fire.
I happen to like the incentive structure personally. I like that one. I like incentivizing and disincentivizing. Yeah. I don't have a problem with timeout, but I get your argument. Well, you would have to lock the door to keep the kid in the room or whatever.
Why do timeout without the active listening part? I mean, I think that's being left out. The children need to be listened to.
Yep.
Yeah,
sure.
No, I totally agree, but I still don't think putting a child in their room against their will rises to the level of physical violence against them, of striking them, which is what we're talking about here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. Come up on Free Talk Live.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box Talks videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call if you dial in now. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Get interactive in a variety of different ways. We've got the bulletin board system. Still exists. It's not as popular as it once was, honestly. The Facebook group for the Free Talk Live amplifiers, however, is
very
pretty
big.
Popular. It's going very, very well. But you do have to join our amplifier program in order to get access to that Facebook group. You can join the AMP program by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and more. And we get helped out by that $5. It makes a big difference for us because it's money that we can invest into the show to help get us on new radio stations across the country, to help bring new internet listeners on board, to bring new satellites on board worldwide. We've got listeners in Africa now, as well as across North and Central America that are listening to us on free-to-air satellite. It costs money to get up on the satellite, so you can help us with all of those things for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls and thoughts. We've got Chris in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a few of the points. I've only been listening for the last hour, so sorry if somebody's already made these points. But I think there's a huge difference between hitting a child and putting them in the car seat and the difference that hitting them is a direct consequence, where putting them in a car seat is something that is a safety issue. And I think I don't think that they're the same thing at all. If you hit a kid and then put them in a car seat, like, are those... They seem like two totally separate things. I don't think they're the same thing. But I think the big thing about... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I'm with you. Go ahead.
Well, to me, putting somebody in a car seat is violence, and it's force in the same way that using spanking is force. Spanking is often applied in order to get a behavior. In the car seat situation, it's being applied because you're not getting a behavior.
Yeah, but we don't need to treat humans like that.
Yeah, well, I think the bigger picture of this, and I've worked with children for a really long time. I don't have children of my own, but I've worked with some with mental behavior disorders, and I've worked in preschools for a really long time. I think the thing that gets lost is, like, spanking is an immediate response. It's almost a quick fix. That's not how, in my opinion, a positive parenting thing should be. It should be a lot of positive reinforcement, catching the children being good and praising them for that, and then always communicating with them. I think one of the silliest things I ever see is when a kid hits another kid and they get spanked for it. They're getting hit because they hit somebody, and we're trying to teach them, like, yeah, you can't hit. So you hit them to teach them that it's not okay to hit. But then we're showing them that the way you get what you want is through violence. And then I think that's very contradictory.
Well, I think the best argument The best arguments I've seen against spanking, I don't spank my kid. However, I will be happy to talk to people about their bad science and their bad logic when it comes to talking about spanking. I think the best arguments are look, you can't look good if you're caught on video spanking. Every time I've seen a parent applying corporal punishment on video,
it looks
they
trashy.
Look bad.
Yep.
Second, it's not as effective over the long term as other forms of discipline, including timeouts. Just isn't as effective. It's not as effective, and it has a potential long-term consequences. So, I mean, I'm happy to talk about the reasons that spanking are good. I just don't like the bad rhetoric and bad science behind the anti-spanking movement.
Chris, any other thoughts?
I think the thing that really confuses me is when we say that, like, children aren't smart enough to reason with, and children aren't smart enough to have a rational conversation with, but we think that they're smart enough to connect the violence that we're enforcing on them to the action that we're striking them for. So if a kid does something they're not supposed to and we hit them, we're assuming that they're smart enough to make that connection, but we say that they're not smart enough for me to verbalize it to them.
I disagree with that. I mean, the fact is that spanking is communication. Spanking is a form of
communication.
It's a rudimentary and simple form of communication. But I have heard certain people say that, look, you should never spank a child who's over the age of 4 or 6 or whatever
it is. These are all just arbitrary rules.
It's just numbers that they come up with in the same way that it's an arbitrary rule on not using a hand. But whatever, it's something that somebody has said. And I think that there's an argument for it. Now, I can't understand why you would hit a child under 2. I don't get it. But I've only had one child. I don't know what it's like to have these other people's kids. And if, for instance, I had to communicate to that child, this is a very busy road, and you keep coming down here, and you won't stop, and I'm scared to death. Like, if I had to communicate that to them, and every other form of communication hasn't worked, I would be happy to implement that form of communication.
I guess I feel like there's always another option, though. I think communication is, like, I believe that there should be some kind of consequence. If you keep leaving the yard, you have lost your privilege to be in the yard.
But what about the parents' privilege to be in the yard? I mean, at that point, you're talking once again about the biological prisoner's aspect. You know, now as a parent, when I can't go out in the yard, the kid can't go out in the yard. I mean,
put him on a leash.
Right. What about leashing?
Ew.
Is leashing acceptable? Can I put a bit in their mouth and have them pull around a wagon?
Well, why wouldn't leashing be acceptable, right? I mean, putting them in a playpen is acceptable at a certain age, right? The idea being that you know where they are so they can't get out of that particular area, and they're relatively safe in that way.
Right. Well, the sad thing is most people that, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people that have children are not necessarily the people that we want raising children. So we're saying things that, like, a lot of the parents that aren't even rationalizing, or they're not even thinking about these things, they're just doing them. So a lot of the parents that I think are spanking aren't doing it because it's a well-thought-out plan.
Yeah, it's a reaction.
Of parenting. It's a reactionary thing that they justify by saying, I'm teaching, but you're not. Discipline is derived from from disciples to teach. You're supposed to teach, but when you just hit out of anger, that's not...
It's just a violent reaction that people make excuses for, make silly rules up to justify their violence against their loved ones, supposed loved ones.
I agree with that, and I think there's always another way. I think there's always another way to get across to that kid. And it's the same with when adults get older. You look at somebody that fights another person all the time, and you go, wow, that's just barbaric. That guy obviously doesn't know how to hold his emotions or doesn't know how to communicate well enough. If he knew who was a better communicator, he wouldn't have to resort to violence. Or if he was better at controlling his emotions, he wouldn't have to resort to violence. But it's okay if I do it to somebody that I'm way bigger and way stronger and have authority over, and I'm way smarter than, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Chris, thanks for your call and the thoughts. We're going to another Chris. This one's in Connecticut. Chris, number two, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. This is Chris from Police State, Connecticut. And Ian, you had made a great distinction there as to when the force became violence when applied to your child. I thought that was pretty genius. I don't know if you came up with it.
Can you tell me what it is? Because I didn't get it.
When it prevents damage, the last caller said the same thing. Like, you're going to force your kid into the car when he's 3 years old because you can't leave him home. Thus, he might burn the house down or hurt himself, you know. But you simply didn't come back with your own answer there when they were asking you that question, and, you know, they were able to kind of run rough.
So what if I apply a spanking in order to prevent damage?
How does that work?
I just gave the example of a child who goes...
It doesn't prevent damage. You don't prevent damage by hitting someone. That's crazy talk.
Apparently tying them up does prevent damage.
Yeah, from a car accident.
If you're running towards the highway and you shove them, all right, I'll consider that preventing damage. But spanking, like you guys have said, is just breeding more violence in the population.
The problem that most libertarian types have with it is, in fact, it's behavior modification. It's behavior control. And they don't like behavior control because there's...
No, I don't like violence. That's not what it is. It's hitting the kid. That's the issue.
Okay, now it's hitting, but
yeah,
binding.
That's what
them,
it's always been.
But the fact is, we use the terminology force in the libertarian movement, and there's a reason, because force is something different than just hitting. You're just saying just hitting. Picking somebody up is hitting them slowly. I mean, how fast is my hand moving in order for it to be dissipated?
Go ahead, Chris. Let's get some common sense here.
The difference between the force being violent or maybe applicable force was that it prevents damage. And I thought that was well worth saying and being used in these future arguments.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your call tonight, man.
Damage, right?
Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Now, Marco, quickly with the rest of your story. You had an appointment, a haircut, 9 a.m. Your son was being reticent.
I think you basically got the story at this point. This morning at 9 a.m., we have a haircut appointment. It's about 8:35. I had warned my son several times, look, we're getting in the car. He didn't want to go. He didn't want to go this morning. So what did I do? I'll tell you what I did. I went ahead and I negotiated. Look, you can watch one of your videos. You're not allowed to watch between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. if you'll just get in the car.
Ooh.
And that not good enough. Not good enough.
Hey,
mind you,
sweeten the
no,
deal.
I'm not going. Okay, we'll stop off and get some candy. Now, I was going to get some candy anyway because I think it's fair to get some candy with your father to be able to get some candy with their kid, especially when their mother's one of these people that feeds nothing but vegetables. but I had to negotiate, and why should I negotiate for an appointment that I had that he was warned about? Why should I?
Hey, you should have just taken the Clippers to his head instead. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Russ Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to
torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com
and click on the torrent
link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to
freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link
and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.